Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena Kirsten Zimke.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm down the line. I'm down the line in Taupo today.
Oh, lovely. Nice. Is it nice down there?
No, it is not. And from the looks of it, it's not nice up there either, right?
Yeah, it's a bit drizzly. I think the sun might be starting to potentially come out.
Really?
It's giving it a crack. Okay. We're feeling hopeful, but yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit drizzly for the day. Now, I'm really excited about today's topic because I didn't realize how much cow punk I was listening to.
Funny.
I know.
And I guess, I don't want to be rude, but I guess for your age group, that wouldn't be very common.
Yeah, no. Look, it pays to be weird.
She's an old soul, Millie.
But it's a divine meeting of country and punk, and we're going to chat about that today with you.
Well, and it seems a strange meeting, doesn't it? You know, it doesn't seem like the same. I mean, I guess when we talk about genre, they're not just musical elements, are they? They're sort of politics, which affects like what the lyrics are about or who the crowd might be or who they might sing to. So this doesn't seem to sort of, you know, you think country music, you know, Taylor Swift or Dolly Parton, you don't think punk. But when you hear these bands, I think you'll hear musically the melds, but I think also maybe some of the attitude, you know, like because punk is very much has a sort of rebellion against the mainstream and pro-working class, you do get that in country music as well. So yeah, I think it blends better than it sounds. And now all of these guys were punk first and then dabbled with country as far as style, looks, you know, just cool influences. I don't think they like came from a country space and dabbled in punk.
Yeah, I think that would potentially be a harder transition to make.
Yeah. And so we're talking, I mean, I think these bands here, we've all got sort of 80s and 90s, you know, which is a big contrast to, you know, like New Wave and other stuff that was going on in the mainstream radio. And for me also, like, I often get punk, you know, you sort of stereotype it as like British people with colored hair and studs and ripped clothing. But, you know, there's that sort of really rich and amazing American scene, you know, with the New York scene, with the Ramones and Patti Smith, and then the Southern California scene, which is going to mix with this because this has sort of got a California bent, what we're talking about today. The hardcore scene with like Black Flag and Dead Kennedy. So, like, you know, punk, I don't know, punk is sort of stereotyped as British, but there's, you know, such a really strong American thread all through it.
Yeah, totally. I think people neglect that, especially when they think about this specific time period of punk, which is kind of that late 80s.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, punk can tend to me to feel British, but, you know, and, you know, like I was saying before, I guess, you know, there are young Americans who had some of the same sort of complaints about their society.
Yeah, totally. Shall we give one of the tracks a whirl?
Yeah, let's do Meat Puppets from 19... This is the track Lost from 1984.
One of my favorite songs.
Very good. Let's have a listen.
Shallow and into the deep end.
love
just makes you want to yee-haw, right?
It does. It makes you want to yee-haw. But at the same time, it kind of incites, like, oh, I used to listen to the Meat Puppets as a kid, and my parents used to get so angry at how his singing voice is, like, really out of the ordinary.
Well,
I loved it.
True. And I, but see, to me, then I was hearing that sort of, you know, that sort of earnestness, you know, and heartfelt stuff, which both punk, I mean, punk can sound angry or whatever, but, you know, they both country and punk kind of can facilitate that, you know, I'm lonely or I'm singing about things or the things that bother me. Yeah, and his voice definitely.
it's an acquired taste. Yeah, but I love
and,
it.
And the twangy guitar, you know, like works in both. And
oh, Kirsten, are you there?
Are you there?
We've lost Kirsten. No.
Oh.
Can't listen to the Meat Puppets alone.
All right. I reckon we should go into one of these other songs and we'll try and get Kirsten.
Are we back?
Oh, you're there. Oh, yeah, she's back. Fabulous.
Okay, my cheek muted me. But
oh,
just
no.
Thinking, I was talking about the twangy guitar.
Yeah.
And did I get to rockabilly? That, you know, rockabilly sort of was that bridge between them.
Yeah. Actually, that makes perfect sense. We've got some shout outs from the texters. Even Led Zeppelin people saying certain tracks.
Oh yeah. Oh absolutely. You know, they were obsessed, you know, because they were obsessed with sort of really connecting with rock's origins. And so you do get that sort of country blues, you know, really roots element to it.
I think what resonates with me about cowpunk is, like, it's all about the truth, you know? They're speaking their own truths.
Oh, that is so nice. But yeah, absolutely. Although, I guess I don't want to contradict you, but I think this is another good point. So, one person said it's like an imagined, because a lot of these guys are from LA, it's like an imagined country, you know,
totally,
that,
'cause yeah,
they're not like from Nashville and dealing with it.
Yeah.
They're sort of painting this picture of this loneliness and early earnestness, you know, which I thought was quite beautiful as well.
I think country really ingrained itself as kind of, you know, those ideas, and it, that's why it spread so far, is just you could pick up country ideas wherever you are in the world.
I like this texter who's talked about Boots by Nancy and Lee as well. That's like, these boots are made for walk. Is that one?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's pretty cowpunk, I reckon.
Totally. Oh, I love that. I love that. And I guess, you know, for some punks, country can feel like conservative politics, and that's where I guess you get the divide and people are worried.
Yeah.
But, you know, is the music the politics, you know, or can we have the music and the genre and like the twang or other of these sort of emotional elements and kind of bypass some of the politics?
Mm. Yeah, totally.
All right, let's have another song, eh? What should we do?
Let's do the Gun Club.
Awesome.
Oh, I love the Gun Club
Mother
as well.
Mother of Earth. Here we go, Mother of Earth from the Gun Club.
I'm going down the river. Sadness. I've gone down the river of pain. In the dark under the wires, I've been all my pain. I gave you the key to the highway and the key to my motel door. I'm tired of leaving and leaving. I can't come back no more. Oh, my dark-eyed friend, I'm recalling you again. Soft voices that speak nothing, speak nothing to me. Thank you.
Father of Earth, blind they call, but yet stay behind the wall. The sadness grows like weeds upon my thighs.
I love wide open.
Millie was, we went up air and Millie was like, these are just all the songs I used to listen to as a teenager, and I just really like the vision in my head of Millie with her headphones on, listening to cowpunk, being a moody teen, being angsty.
I do think that's an unusual phrase.
It's a nice image in my brain. I like it.
Look, it made me really, really happy at the time. I think the Gun Club, they've got real country elements in this. They've got the steel in the back. It's great.
Yeah, and one of the quotes I saw about one of the bands that I was looking for before, the desert of our cinematic dreams.
Whoa.
So yeah, you get that sort of vibe of like, you know, one of those drive-in movie theaters all abandoned in the middle of the desert, you know, and it's really cool. Now, also that band, we went on a real deep dive on it last night. It was the two guys that started it. One was the head of the Blondie fan club in Los Angeles, and the other person was the head of the Ramones fan club in Los Angeles. And then later, I can't remember if it was this track or another track, they get Debbie Harry is like sings back up some one of the songs.
That is incredible.
But yeah, it was such a cool story. And like this next track, the last track I want to play, is such a cool story as well. Oh my goodness, these people. So the next one I want to play is Mojo Nixon and Skid. I lost that Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Mojo Nixon, he sounds like what people were saying, Foghorn Leghorn. You know that big rooster on the Bugs Bunny?
Yes.
And he's got other, we were listening to his songs last night, Tie My Pecker to My Leg, Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? You know, he's sort of psychobilly, they call it rockabilly, outlaw mm-hmm. country. And so I'm, you know, talking about the Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Rockin'. Another band I guess you could maybe trace it to is Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Mojo Nixon, in the movie, there's a movie about him, and I think it's Winona Ryder and Dennis Quaid, about Jerry Lee Lewis. And so Mojo Nixon played the drummer in the band.
Oh,
and when
funny.
Mojo Nixon died in 2024, in his 60s, the drummer in the band died, the real one, 4 days later.
Wow, they were that kind of intrinsically connected, perhaps.
We were freaking out going down these rabbit holes last night.
Oh my gosh.
And then
gosh.
Listening to these very funny songs. Oh my gosh, if you need to waste some time today, go down his whole track list.
Wow, it's awesome. It's hilarious, and I love this kind of tongue-in-cheek country punk meeting. I feel like that's what really shines.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's right. I guess we didn't say that. The sort of humor and taking the piss, you know, that, you know, so that's another sort of united element. Yeah, so this one is from 1987. Elvis is everywhere. And, yeah, it is very funny and then, you know, inappropriate and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can't help but I had a big smile on my dial when I was testing this one out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for Travelling Tunes today.
Thank you so much.
It's been lots of fun.
Right.
Thank you for letting me relive my moody teenage cowpunk days.
Such a
put
weirdo.
Put your boots on and your cowboy hat today.
Oh, very yeah. Good. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Thank you so much, Kirsten. Have an awesome week.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, people from outer space, people from outer space, they come up to me. They don't look like Dr. Spock. They don't look like Klingons, all that Star Trek jive. They look like Elvis. Elvis! Everybody in outer space looks like Elvis, because Elvis is a perfect being. We're all moving in perfect peace and harmony towards Elvisness. Soon all will become Elvis. Everything, everywhere will be Elvis. Why do you think they call it evolution anyway? It's really Elvis-lution. Elvis-lution. Elvis is everywhere. Gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of Elvis inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
Say, Elvis, heal me. Save me, Elvis. Make me be born again in the perfect Elvis light. That's right. You got that Elvis inside of you, and he's talking to you. He says he wants you to sing. Everybody got to sing like the king. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like the king. Uh-huh. Get that leg going now. Uh-huh. And get your lip, too. Uh-huh. Not no fool Billy Idol lip, either. Uh-huh. Everybody. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're rocking now. Uh-huh. Elvis is with us.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.